It's Tuesday, January 23rd, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. The Blatneck Bridge wins a billion-dollar bid, and President Joe Biden will visit. Governor Tony Evers delivers his State of the State address tonight. Prevea Health and HSHS are closing locations in the Chippewa Valley. And don't drink and sled, says the DNR. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. President Joe Biden will be in Wisconsin on Thursday. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre announced that the president will travel to Superior to discuss Bidenomics and rebuilding the nation's infrastructure. The Biden visit comes in the wake of Monday's announcement that the 60-year-old Blatneck Bridge connecting the twin ports of Duluth and Superior has received a federal grant of over $1 billion for its replacement. In December, federal lawmakers, including Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, sent a letter to Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg in support of an application for bridge funding by Minnesota and Wisconsin. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers said that a new Blatneck Bridge means safer vehicle travel and better support for the billions of dollars in freight moving across the bridge each year. Construction could begin as early as next year. Vice President Kamala Harris targeted Donald Trump for paving the way for abortion bans during a visit to the key battleground state of Wisconsin. Her trip on Monday is the first stop on a nationwide tour focused on abortion rights, a critical issue in this year's election. Harris is leading the charge for Democrats who remain furious that the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade less than 2 years ago. Harris plans to join President Joe Biden and others at another campaign rally focused on abortion in Virginia on Tuesday. Governor Tony Evers delivers his annual State of the State address tonight. Bob Haig takes a look.
The Democratic governor can be expected to address a variety of issues where he opposes Republicans who control both chambers of the Wisconsin legislature. The address is scheduled for 7 o'clock in the Assembly Chambers at the Capitol in Madison. The speech will be live-streamed on Governor Evers' YouTube channel and Facebook page for members of the public. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux is scheduled to deliver the Republican response to Evers' address. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A healthcare provider is exiting the Western Wisconsin market. Hospital Sisters Health System, with operations in Illinois and Wisconsin, announced Monday that it will close Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire and St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls as part of a complete exit from the region. Prevea Health, a physician network offering primary and specialty care, will also close all of its locations in the Chippewa Valley, including Rice Lake, Cumberland, Cornell, Ladysmith, Menominee, and Altoona. About 1,082 HSHS and 325 Prevea employees will be impacted by the closures, the majority of which are expected to be complete on or before April 21st. HSHS and Prevea locations outside of the Chippewa Valley will remain open. A former Eau Claire County deputy treasurer who helped steal more than $1 million of taxpayer money is out of prison. Raymond Newport has more.
WEAU reports 72-year-old Kay Onerheim has been released after serving her 8-year prison sentence. Onerheim will be required to pay restitution while she serves her extended supervision. Onerheim and former Eau Claire County Treasurer Larry Loken were convicted in 2016 of stealing more than $625,000 in tax money. An investigation found that they actually stole $1.3 million from Eau Claire County taxpayers. Loken's petition for early release from his 9.5-year sentence has been denied. He's scheduled to be released in June 2025. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Don't drink and drive while snowmobiling. That's the simple message from the Department of Natural Resources, Warden Jacob Holzclaw.
The majority of our fatal crashes, so crashes where folks are dying or getting seriously injured, involve alcohol. So I think that right there is a clue that driving while intoxicated is a very, very bad decision.
Holzclaw says it's very important to plan ahead if you're planning to drink during your winter travels and consider making alcohol a part of your last stop for the day while out on the snow. And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.